Yanchul's Blu, spelled B-L-U, is the maker of electronic cigarettes. These slim cylinders of death release a nicotine vapor instead of smoke. I don't know if this is more healthy for smokers, but at least you don't have to worry about irritating non-smokers because you don't actually light up. You can smoke Blu or suck on Blu, whatever you do with Blu, in non-smoking areas. Blu is sold with a starter kit, it seems, and the website claims that Blu recently switched to a two-piece design that combines the atomizer and flavor cartridge into one piece, which is then attached to the battery, forming a complete Blu cigarette. If I read that right, you have to assemble the cigarette in order to smoke it. Kind of like roll your own, only with batteries. I don't know if the battery is included or not. It costs around $60. This all seems complicated and awkward. When the nicotine vapors run low, do you have to fill it up yourself? What do you do with it at night? It's been in your mouth all day. Do you wipe it down with a damp cloth? Anyway, now Blu has added a new wrinkle. Sensors in the charger pack that let users know when other e-smokers are nearby. The pack will vibrate and flash a Blu light when it is within 50 feet of another pack. The New York Times suggests, think of it as social smoking for the social networking era. Jason Healy, the founder of Blu, told the Times, quote, you'll meet more people than ever just because of the wow factor, unquote. Well, we're kind of scraping the bottom of the wow factor barrel, it seems to me, since they eliminated one irritant to non-smokers, the smoke, they jobbed in another, a flashing Blu light. And if the whole point of Blu is to be able to get your nicotine fix in a restaurant, bar, movie theater, or a non-smoker's face just to get his goat, why would you, again, want to segregate yourself by creating a little niche ghetto of fellow Blu smokers? And what would be the point of congregating with other Blu heads? Beyond the fact that your nicotine addicts would like to purchase worthless gadgets, would you have anything in common? But there's more. The Times tells me that the packs can be set to record contact information on social networking sites, which can be downloaded into a personal computer. They can be set to vibrate when the smoker nears a store that sells Blu cigarettes. Blu plans to upgrade the unit so it can be tethered to a smartphone through an app, allowing more options for real-time communication. So in the future, you'll be able to smoke your cell phone? Maybe there will be an app that will allow you to send smoke signals instead of texting. Oh, wait, it's not smoke, it's a vapor. Well, if enough e-smokers get together, maybe they can release enough vapor to form a cloud and make rain. They can hire themselves out to water crops. Nicotine rain won't really help plants grow, but it'll keep the herbivores away. Would keeping grasshoppers and rabbits out of the lettuce patch be considered an incentive to smoke in large groups? Maybe the flashing Blu light could also function as a bug zapper. Now, that would be cool. I gotta go.